You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Good morning, friends. Good day, good evening. I have no idea what time it is for you. It's a Wednesday morning for me. And this last Sunday at the gathering, we talked about creation and creation stewardship and creation as a way that God reveals the divine to us. And if you know me, you know that I really do experience nature as a pathway into deeper relationship with God. And so that's what I want us to explore through some imaginative prayer today, is what does it look like whenever the universe itself becomes a pathway into a deeper relationship with God? What happens when every part of creation becomes a way that God can reveal himself, herself to us? Sit with that for a moment. All we experience, all of creation, is God incarnate coming to us if we just have eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to understand. And so that's what I hope for you through this prayer, is that your eyes will be a little more opened, your ears will be a little more attentive, and your heart will be more able to receive the love that is always coming toward you. So today, for your prayer, because it's imaginative, I would suggest that you find a comfortable spot, somewhere you can really relax. If it's possible to be out in nature in a way that would not be distracting, go for it. Find that chair outside that you love to sit in, or a hammock, or directly on the grass. But if that's going to be a distraction, it's okay to just imagine yourself in nature. So whatever works for you this morning, do that. Trust your instincts. Open your heart. And when you're ready, we'll begin. Go ahead and come into this present moment by attending to your breath. Breathing at whatever pace is comfortable. Allowing your breath to bring you into this present moment, more into yourself, and that greater awareness leads us more fully into God's presence. There is union between you and God. Can you breathe into that? From this place, allow your imagination to go out across the earth, wider even if it feels drawn. See what part of creation you're pulled towards today. Maybe you find yourself in the midst of a great forest. Perhaps you're on the banks of a stream, soaring through the sky over a mountain. Wherever your imagination is drawn, be fully there. And notice how God comes to you in this moment. Where do you find evidence of the infinite one around you? Do you find God in the beauty? In the stillness, in the gentleness or the power of the wind, may God bring you the parts of himself, of herself that you need today. Through all that has been made, your attention now moves from the grand scale of the universe, of the things that are, into the detail. You see not just the forest, but individual trees. Not just the beach, but the grains of sand, the individual fish and dolphins leaping in the water. You feel God's love coming toward you in each wave, in each blade of grass. You see the interconnectedness of all things, a world made complete and whole and beautiful through its parts. What does God say to you about your place in all of this? Can you find comfort? Being part of a whole, beautiful, elaborate, interconnected tapestry. And how does it feel to consider that you bear in yourself the image of God? That when you are your true self, you reflect God as surely as the mountain or the ocean or the blade of grass. Thank you. holy desire arises in you as you consider how effortlessly nature reflects its creator. And you sit with the truth that you are a part of that reflection. What happens when you fully open yourself to God? Holding nothing back. Hiding nothing. When you come to God without fear. What is made in you that is revealed? What is being made in you? For surely God is coming to the world through you. Incarnation is always just beneath the surface of things. Stop striving. When you stop trying to prove anything to anyone, and you find the quiet place in you where you and God commune, who are you? Who has God made? Here today, that you are enough. See today the beauty, the wonder, the majesty. God's image fully reflected in you as a part of a whole. And may you understand that. You get to choose. The rest of nature raises its voice and sings to God because it is. You get to choose. As a part of creation, will I raise my life and let it sing to the majesty of who God is? Sitting with that question, I want to read to you, to read over you, A Hymn to Matter by Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. Blessed be you, harsh matter, barren soil, stubborn rock, you who yield only to violence. You who force us to work if we would eat. Blessed be you, perilous matter. Violent sea, untamable passion, you, who unless we fetter you, will devour us. Blessed be you, mighty matter. Irresistible march of evolution, reality ever newborn, you, who by constantly shattering our mental categories, force us to go ever further in our pursuit of truth. Blessed be you, universal matter, immeasurable time, boundless other, abyss of starts and atoms and generations. You, who by overflowing and dissolving our narrow standards of measurement, reveal to us the dimensions of God. I acclaim you as the melodious fountain of water, from whom springs the souls of all people, and as the limpid crystal, whereof is fashioned the new Jerusalem. I acclaim you, the divine Malu, charged with creative power, as the ocean stirred by the Spirit, as the clay molded and infused with life by the incarnate Word. Your realm comprises those supreme heights where saints think to avoid you, but where your flesh is so transparent and so agile as to no longer be distinguishable from spirit. Raise me up then, matter, to those heights through struggle and separation and death. Raise me up until at long last it becomes possible for me, in perfect chastity, to embrace the universe. May you also be blessed. There are some things we get to choose for ourselves. And there are some things God chooses for us. The raw material of you, God chose from a place of infinite wisdom what kind of person you would be. What kind of family you would be born into. Where you would dwell. The time and history you would be born into. May you find peace in accepting who you are and trust your Creator. Our infinite God does all things well. And you are His handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works that He prepared in advance for you to do. And so with this breath, may you offer a great amen. I love you, friends. Thank you for praying with me today. And I pray that all of creation, yourself included, serves as a vehicle, an avenue, a path for you to find God. Oh, friends, God is all around you. And you are always in God's loving presence. I love you. I trust you are loving one another well. And I will look forward to us being together again soon.